Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
I like having fun. I like to laugh.
Oh, the most recent show.
You're out of your mind.
Can mostly do his impression of
we're
Bob
live,
Dylan.
So quiet.
Matthew.
Good morning, everybody. Uh-oh. I just stole it. Wholesale. I don't give a shit.
You what?
I stole your catchphrase, Doug. Get used to it.
What is it?
Good morning.
Can you believe it? We're back Thursday morning. It is July 20th. July 20th. That's right. July 20th, 2020. Vic?
1, 2, 3.
Thank you. Guess who's back? And it's, of course, we're in a heat wave, folks.
Guess who's back? Guess who's back?
And it's hot as hell. Guess we got the air conditioning back, running. We're doing our best. I want to welcome my guests. Natasha Leggero, Moshe Kasher's here. The Endless Honeymoon, the couple of the year.
Couple of the year. You
congratulations
heard
that.
For
thanks
that.
So
much. It's like when our child got Scientist of the Day yesterday at camp.
Yep.
We what? Are the couple of the year.
Scientist of the Day. They have that award goes out every day.
Yeah.
Did she prove that COVID is fake?
She brought that information to the kids, kind of.
Nice. And,
but they were receptive too. It's an anti-Fauci camp.
It's a concentration camp.
Yeah, that's right.
Well. Let's see. Where do we begin? You're going to be here for the whole show. I have to tell you that.
Now I'm getting excited.
It's an 8-hour show today. We're going to go long. Much to get into, and I'm not going to focus on you quite this second. I hope you understand that.
Can we interject in a
absolutely.
Way? But in a way that will be distracting and kind of make you not want us back?
Prefer not to. I think okay. you've listened to shows like this before. You know how it works. You're comfortable live. You're comfortable riffing. You've got a
hi,
quick
Vic.
Mind.
I feel like I didn't say hi.
Hello.
You did not say hi to Vic, and no. It was noted.
Well, I was just kind of like, how to use the bathroom, and
you guys came separately.
That's right.
Something we need to know.
Hello.
Well,
rings.
No, we're still wearing. Are you wearing your wedding ring?
You think we're like trying to keep it together to save our podcast?
Yeah.
That is a trend I see. Couples will break up, but then they're like, new podcast out.
Which couple is this?
Hello, David.
Well, this is live. I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
Look online.
You're
going to
be so careful with what you say, aren't you? But at some point,
why is this live?
Bobby Lee, that's the one.
Oh,
right?
he's someone.
Because I'm going. You're going to at the top of the show. This is how it's going to work. Top of the show, you're going to be very careful with your language, your wording, who you're going to throw under the bus, and then I'm going to wear you down, and you're going to forget that we're live.
This is like a reality show.
And then you're going to start saying some shit. That's why you tune into the second half.
Into it.
Anyways, good friends
is that
of mine
okay
are
to
here.
Say?
So
have you ever met a
loose.
Good Jew? Just out of curiosity.
Easy.
Well, I thought we were in the second half.
No.
Oh, okay. I didn't know how long the podcast was.
Start doing
is
two
that
minute,
okay to say?
2 minute podcasts.
That's me.
Yeah.
It's a Doug drop from the old days.
Let's hear it, Doug.
That's okay.
That's not me.
Wait, here we go. Is that okay to say?
That's amazing.
I've been asking that question since the early
think
days.
About that before you speak. That's all it takes. No, today's show is going to be chock full of controversy. We've got three controversies to bring up during the show. They're all very minor and shouldn't really be brought up at all. We're going to talk about some of these you guys are not going to even feel required to chime in on, but first instinct, you know, gut reactions will be appreciated as well. Let's see. Well, we first of all, just to go through the controversies that we'll get through throughout the show, there was on the last week's, on Monday's show, the They Might Be Giants, John Flansburgh made mention of the this Frank Zappa interview on Terry Gross that he said was gross. No, pun intended.
What did Frank Zappa do?
Well, this is the thing. So then we went back, we took a listen. I'm going to speak about what I heard.
You're kidding.
short story. I didn't think it was that egregious, so we'll see. We'll see what you say. A lot of people in the comments upset that they threw Frank Zappa under the bus. You must be a Frank Zappa head. I have yet to meet a Frank Zappa fan.
Are you? You must be.
No.
Is he bad?
Now we're going to start a new controversy.
Whether Frank Zappa's musically untalented.
I'm not a fan. There's things I appreciate about him.
Didn't he say about himself that my music is like dancing to architecture?
That's a cute thing to say.
I don't think we're supposed to like his music.
It's talking about music is like dancing about architecture, I think.
Oh, that's kind of cute, too.
He's a very
witty man, but the interview with Terry Gross was...
it's the best he did.
I'll say he was...
That's saying.
I mean, he's like a little... He's fairly salty. He's fairly kind of like, what am I doing this for kind of attitude. So there was a little bit of that. It wasn't like a love fest between Terry Gross and Frank Zappa. But, it's no Gene Simmons interview, if you've heard that one.
Yeah,
we all have to work.
He tries to, like, to say she's sexy or something, or ask her about her panties.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's funny because we all know Terry Gross doesn't wear panties. So that's kind of her thing.
As little as possible.
It's kind of ironic. You've got the name Terry Gross, and then the show's called Fresh Air. Gross, fresh.
Right.
It's like, the classic twist right there. Yeah.
But, I mean, he's respected in the annals of history for music, right?
Yeah, like, by the people that pay attention to that shit.
Right.
Aren't you? You're a music man.
Well, sure, but that doesn't mean I love everything under the sun.
I mean, but you like the latest Bob Dylan tour. We all know that was terrible.
No, Matt was there. Matt can confirm that it was a great show.
Be honest.
Great show.
He did no hits, and then at one point he just cut.
He mumbled the words, "I'll be your baby tonight," once. That was it, the whole show. I'll be baby tonight. Anyway,
ask you to leave.
Back to Reno Lounge music.
I loved every second of that damn. You didn't love the Matador stance?
Oh, he would come out and he would wiggle for 2 seconds. First of all,
no wiggle. It was
those
a full
diapers.
Plant. Why no diapers? Get out of here with the diapers.
Oh, cummerbund? I mean, it looked like diapers.
Why wasn't he lit? Why couldn't I see?
What he wants. Bob doesn't want lights on his in his eyes. He wants it moody and cool and dark.
It was moody and cool and dark and sonically.
Have you listened to the latest album?
Listen, I've heard Bob Dylan before.
No, okay. I'm asking you if you've listened to Rough and Rowdy Ways.
No.
So then you get out of here because this is
what are you, Frank Zappa?
This is an artist at the top of his game.
The top
maybe
of
not,
his game.
Maybe not. Maybe
he's
not.
At the bottom of his life.
Maybe not.
He's about to get on that bus.
I didn't wake up at fucking 4 a.m, which is what I do to prep. No, listen.
Yeah, why is this live and why is this so early, Tim?
Natasha, it's live because we have listeners, viewers who have the opportunity to call in.
Okay.
Natasha, the podcast is called Office Hours Live.
Have you seen the Mr. Show sketch, the this is not live, don't call in sketch?
Mm-mm. No.
Oh, okay. So you guys definitely know what you're talking about.
Yeah, we don't know what we're talking about on any level. Things. I haven't heard the Bob Dylan album. I haven't seen that Mr. Show sketch. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Wait.
Okay, do your thing, Tim.
Another controversy, Michael McDonald. We're going to talk about him later in the show. Boy, I'm going to have a heart attack on today's show because aggravated by Vic and Matt because of their position on this issue that we will get to later in the show.
Okay.
And I think Doug's with me. I don't know. We'll see.
I mostly agree with Tim on these issues.
Well, Doug, I'm trying
Except
to...
Except Frank Zappa, Mothers of Invention has some good stuff.
Of course, everyone's going to have a couple.
Go on the record and say that.
The 60s Zappa.
Moshe's like, well, where's Like a Rolling Stone?
That's a great song. That's a great song.
You fucking watch it on YouTube. Where's Blowing in the Wind?
Times are changing.
They are changing from good music to bad music. If I walked in to a bar in Reno at like the John Aswaga's Nugget in Reno and heard what I heard from that Dylan concert, I'd be like, yikes, and walk out.
You know what it is, Moshe, and now I'm getting angry. You know what it is? It's a hacky position to take.
That you didn't like it?
No, it's like saying, it's like when those people, yes, exactly. Mm. It's like those people that go, you know what, the Beatles suck. It's just one of those contrarian...
Well, can I tell you, there was something funny that happened at the concert. Or do you want to get into that?
No, I'm ready.
The funniest part.
What you think is funny will be debatable on the show, believe me.
Well, you'll at least admit that the sound was not... it was kind of bluesy and loungy a little bit. Uh-huh. It wasn't like a
We saw it in Santa Barbara, so maybe he did like an older person.
See, I saw it at the Pantages. I can't speak to the. Believe me, I'm not like you and Oprah going to the Santa Barbara show. You know what I mean?
No, he did mention that. He said next week at the Pantages, I'm doing a good show.
That's great. I'm saving all my energy for the Hollywood.
The show at least was mellow at least on some level. It wasn't hits. It was like the new album, but there was that like standard issue central casting hippie seductress in front of us.
That's with like the hat on.
That kept for 2.5 hours kept doing the like weird wind dance and pointing at Bob Dylan in this very seductive way. And it was so incongruous with the sound that was being produced.
Yeah. We had a little bit of that too.
It was so good.
I think she might travel with
us. Yeah, that might be Natasha thought she might have been an audience ringer.
I don't think we showed this last week, but it's a They Might Be Giant show at the Hollywood Bowl. There's one guy in front of us who's just doing this the whole time, but he was also a reporter who was taking notes. It was, right? We have that, don't we, Matt?
Somewhere. That'd be cool if he wrote like a bad review of the show. So.
Or he's looking back at his notes and he can't read it. He's talk about third controversial thing today, and this is, boy, am I going to lose fans over this. I love Batman.
That's Sparks.
So They Might Be Giants and Sparks, and I didn't want to bring this up last week to put
the opening act.
The opening act.
I do not shampoo my hair.
That's Sparks band.
Haircut 100, is that a Sparks song? Is it like a 70s song?
They got about
100. That was a band.
They've got a couple
Sparks
of good songs.
Is very old, right? Mm-hmm. Like from the
80s? Early 70s, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But man, that was rough.
They must be old.
Well, so what?
I know, but you don't want to be 80 and have like one song that nobody knows.
Well, there's a whole thing with them, and the Sparks, they're worse than the Grateful Dead fans.
I do like some of their songs.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. I went on Sparks tour from 85 to 91. I did Sparks tour in a VW bus, and it was really cool.
Are the Sparks fans doing Ice Cold Fatties?
Sparks has some great song, though, I think. They must have played it.
Yes, they've got a song called This town ain't big enough for the two of us. It's like very kind of rigid. Well, it just sounds like the Roxy music, like early Roxy music.
Can I admit something that might take me ask you to make you ask me to leave? I don't know.
You don't care for my humor?
I love your body. I don't know who Michael McDonald is or Sparks. I know who Sparks is only because a documentary recently came out about them. That's all I know.
Michael McDonald, he like sings like
he's
that.
Like from the Doobie Brothers.
This is him.
Okay.
That should help.
This guy. Okay. Yeah.
Now, we're going to get to that in the second half, Michael McDonald thing. You know, Sparks is one of those bands that should check the boxes of what I like, but when I actually hear it and especially see it. So the problem is they've got this, it's these two brothers. And they've been at it for years. You can watch the documentary. I watched the documentary and did not become a fan. You know what I mean? It's one of those things. He's the older brother. He's got, if we can put a picture of him, he does this thing with this, he's got a Hitler mustache. Mm. As a joke, I guess. That's kind of a fun area. And he plays the piano, and his whole shtick is that he's like deadpan when he's playing. Mm. Like he's not having a good time.
Oh, there he is.
And the crowd, and God bless people for loving what they love. I'm not here to tell you shouldn't like anything. This platform for me is just to tell you what I think. Okay?
Matt loves this stupid band. I've never spent a minute with Tim Heidecker.
I'm still friends with Matt.
I wouldn't say love.
What do you mean? Do that one again.
I've never spent a minute with Tim Heidecker. You know, it was the minute. It was the way. It wasn't even actually the phrasing, because I feel like I could say that and be. You know what? I've never spent a minute with Tim Heidecker. That's nice.
It's the contempt.
A minute. There was a sharp.
It's like
minute.
He's in the. It's like he's in an interrogation room. Yeah.
There was a hard ER to the minute, if you will. You know?
That's Neil Brennan. But if you could, I mean, the context of that is our my love Fred Armisen, saying something very nice about me, saying.
On Neil's podcast.
And Neil Brennan creating distance immediately. I don't know him.
I've never spent a minute with Tim Heidecker.
A minute. I'm sure you can't find whatever Fred said. I'm sure that would be too hard to find.
I haven't.
Okay, back to the mustache man. I'm sorry.
That sounds like a fun drop, though, you know? Like, Tim's a great guy.
So what happens is with this Sparks, what's his name,
Ronald?
Well,
he's doing the same look 50 years later. Yeah. See, that's hard.
But the audience loves it, and every time they cut to him on the big screen, the people are, you know? And it just drove me nuts. And I don't think they're...
They're laughing at his deadpan stare.
Yeah. Like he's Charlie Chaplin,
cool,
you know?
Though.
Yeah. But I didn't care for the music. We left after four songs.
Oh, they headlined?
And Vic, by the... What?
They closed
headlined.
It?
Yeah. They're beloved.
They're bigger than They Might Be Giants?
I mean, yeah.
Really?
Well, four. I guess.
I don't know. I mean, they might be giants. They're huge.
Yeah. They're definitely younger than Sparks.
I just heard of They Might Be Giants song on the way here today.
Get out.
In my algorithm.
On the Hot 100 radio station.
Yeah, that's right. It came through from, I believe it was the... Moana soundtrack that I was playing for my daughter somehow algorithmically
led. Oh, because they do a lot of kids' music.
Yep. Yeah, Particle Man.
But I don't want to be out here on a limb. I don't want to be out on the edge of the cliff here because Vic was sitting right behind me, and I looked at Vic, and he was like, what the fuck?
Well, do you know what song it was? It was Balls.
Yeah, yeah.
Singing about
we
balls.
We left on a song called Balls.
Yeah.
What was that song?
I was just waiting for you. Oh, yeah.
Pussy
that.
Something?
I was just waiting for you balls? To say, let's go.
Oh, they work blue? Yeah.
I'm kind of liking them.
They work a little like Randy.
Balls. No, Balls.
Pussy, yes.
Balls.
Yeah. There was a song called Pussy Something,
yeah, there was
right?
something, yeah. Pussy yeah. Diddles or something.
Pussy Diddles.
Anyways.
Natasha, you have any thoughts on Pussy Diddles?
Pussy Doodles, Tim and Eric Austin did a sketch.
That band is still doing something, I guess.
Yes, and
that's a pussy food.
Comments are gonna go crazy because people, you vote people don't like this band. But I can only be honest with you. What do you want me to do? Bullshit you?
I think you should be honest.
I was trying to be honest about Bob Dylan earlier,
yeah,
and
you're,
I got attacked.
So you're saying I should be able to I should take the heat if if I'm going to put my neck out there.
I'm just
saying give some to Vic while you're
I'll
at
take it.
Hey Vic, Sparks to me is just the Bob Dylan of their generation. Take that and do something.
If you're looking at Moshe's description of Bob Dylan, it's dark. There's no hits. He's mumbling.
No, he waddled.
You have
he
to be
like,
a super.
We're all set now. Can you sit down?
And then he'd come back out and do like.
Yes.
And then he had his white cummerbund up here. It looked like a diaper.
When he would get up, it was like he was threatening to play a good song. He's like, oh, here we go. We're about to get. Okay, party's good. Oh, no.
Add some steam to my ears. You know what I mean?
I'm like Dylan.
All right.
You should have opened for him, though. I always think it's weird when people don't bring openers. It's kind of rude.
I'm not bringing an opener. Fuck you.
You're not bringing an opener?
I'm my opener.
What do you... Oh, you open with comedy?
Yeah.
And then you rock.
Two Tim's Tour starts next week in Los Angeles, timheidecker.com/live. Today, we're going to be giving away some tickets.
Ooh. Where's your L.A. shows?
L.A. show.
L.A. show.
It's not on the books. It's a warm-up show at the Moroccan.
Where's the Moroccan? That's
downtown.
Fun.
It's like a rock club, but it's a small deal. It's sold out. Don't even worry about it.
Well, you can't get us in?
How many
You're
seats?
You're not going to go.
How
I'll put
seats?
You on the list.
How many seats you got
no
there?
Seats. Standing room only.
Oh, cool.
300 or something like that.
Awesome.
So, yeah, I don't have time for an opener. Mm. I got too much shit to do.
Interesting.
I got a 2.5-hour show.
Is that true?
2:15.
Yikes.
Well, about 30 minutes of stand-up. And then hour and a half of the band.
You do 30 minutes of that character.
Listen to the way she says that.
Now I'm getting excited.
I'm excited. I think it's hilarious.
I'm not doing stand-up in L.A., though. This is just for the band and me to warm up.
Mm.
But I have a very special surprise guest opener.
You do have an opener.
For the L.A. show.
Hi, this is DJ Doug Pound in your mix to let you know that you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious meals. Factor is fresh and never frozen, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Veggie, or most importantly, Vegan. Of course, I signed up for vegan, and it was great. My favorites were the 3-bean chili and the tangy citrus tofu bowl. It's fast, easy, and delicious. I also like getting extra pep in my step with their wellness shots. The apple, lemon, ginger, cayenne. Oh, baby, that's a good spice right there. When you don't have time to cook or you just don't feel like it, Factor eliminates all the hassles of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. So discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code officehours50 at factormeals.com/officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Who is it?
It's us.
It's a surprise.
Neil, surprise me now.
Neil motherfucking Brennan.
It's a surprise.
Me? I dare you to ask him to open for you.
That's right.
Neil Brennan.
Yeah.
What do you say, no?
Well, probably now.
No.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm sure.
I have no feeling. I mean, I have no positive or negative feelings about Neil Brennan.
He'd be
if
like,
that makes sense.
He'd be like,
is that better? No, I don't. I just don't know him. I don't know his work. I don't know anything about him.
You have him open for you. He'll say, how much time do you want me to do? You go, 15 minutes.
Tim, how long have you spent with him?
I've never spent a second with Neil Brennan.
Yep.
You guys are going to be great friends. Like,
yeah. Maybe he likes that kind of pow. Is he?
I'm sure he...
Are you friends with him?
I don't know him.
Literally, Doug and I've Moshe never, did a Doug podcast with
I wouldn't
him for
be
5 years.
Able to pick him out of a lineup.
Doug and I never spent a minute with that guy. I'll be honest.
The point is, Fred said something very lovely about me.
He said you were really? Hilarious. Oh, you got it?
Yes. Let's just hear it just to get it over with.
Like, God damn it, this guy's fucking funny. I feel that way about you and Tim Heidecker. Do you ever spend...
I've never spent a minute with Tim Heidecker.
It feels sweeter.
Wait, what does Fred say?
He's so funny.
Hey!
You're not going to see any of it today. But no.
Well, I think he's talking about how he's funny. How
he's
Neil's
referring
funny.
To their bits before the show starts.
I gotta say, seeing him say it, seeing his face, it felt less harsh.
Less harsh?
Than it felt just audio only.
All right. Well, Neil, if you're watching, I don't know why you would be, but reach out. Let's get coffee.
Collect my clip.
Let me just welcome a Zoomer to the show, Matt, because... Oh, and we're on Patreon, by the way. What a great service that turned out to be. Patreon.com/officehourslive. Are you on a, do you have a Patreon
oh, yeah.
for the Endless Honeymoon?
It's the same URL.
As his?
Patreon.com/officehourslive. No, we're the same.
Patreon.com/endlesshoneymoon,
I believe.
Endless Honeymoon.
Or we have
endless
dinner honeymoon parties.
Pod. Yeah, we have dinner parties. Do you guys have dinner parties?
With people?
Yeah, people come in. We have
on
dinner
Zoom.
Parties. We connect with the fans.
That's cheating.
Why?
Well, what are they eating?
They eat their own damn dinner.
The recipe I sent out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
Thank you.
What's the book?
Dang, dog.
Oh, I have a book. It's now out on paperback. It's called The World Deserves My Children. I brought a copy for everyone here. And,
oh, my God. You have a book?
Now, do you love your child or not?
No, she does. You do,
you
right?
Do.
I'm, like, obsessed with my child. In fact, I'm kind of annoyed because it really got rid of some of my ambition.
Yeah.
And
you'd rather just be mommy.
I just love her. She's, but I have, my kid's super cute. But she is. She'll say things. She's like, the other day, she's like, Mommy, I wish you were a nanny. And I was like, why? And she's like, then we could spend more time together.
Mommy!
That's very sweet. And you don't spend any time with her.
Well, it's very
the
Hollywood.
The nanny's 24/7.
Yeah, the nanny's like, not even there that much. That's why I'm like, yeah, it's hard.
I'm an empty nester this weekend because my family just departed for Canada this morning.
Ah.
And I do want to make that note because I was up with them at 4 in the morning.
Oh, you really were up.
You were packing for Canada?
No, I just got, they had to leave at 5 for the airport, so I woke up with them, and my daughter was like, they get, you know, remember that, remember when you used to get excited about getting on an airplane?
Oh, I know.
Remember that? The hell ever happened to that?
Hey, mommy, no, mommy.
Was it hard to act like you would miss them?
Now,
but my daughter was just bouncing off the walls. We're leaving soon. Ooh, I can't wait. Like, so cute.
At 4 a.m.
When the family leaves, like, do you cheat or do you not do that?
I'm not getting into that.
Okay, sorry. That's for hour two.
That was one of the weird things in the Frank Zappa, Terry Gross interview, because she's like, now you must have spent a lot of time on the road and there must have been groupies. And what was, and but you've been married since 1967. So what's that like? Did you ever partake? And he's like, the fuck are you, like, I'm not talking about that. Like,
you know, like, yeah, I cheated
like,
from time to time.
No, I don't. I didn't.
I just realized why Frank Zappa is, we all know who he is, that he just has a great name.
does great have a good name.
That might be part of like why he's still in the our aura or something.
There was a funny story he told that there's this iconic picture of him that maybe we could find of him sitting on a toilet, and it came out, you know, in the early 70s. This picture became a big poster.
Zappa
it was like one
Crappa.
Of those. What?
It's called Zappa Crappa.
Yeah, and it was in college dorms everywhere and everything. And he said that was a picture taken in England. And in England at the time, the rules were if you took the picture, you owned the picture. And so this photographer just like went wild with it and sold it. And wow. There it is.
Sure.
So he never spent a dime. He never received a dime.
In England?
Okay, good name, great look, too. I mean,
iconic look.
He's hot. I mean, he's a good-looking guy. He's making the rounds right now. There's a clip of him making the rounds talking about a creeping fascist, religio-fascist state
yes.
in the United States, and it feels very...
In the 80s, he got very politically active, and he went on a lot of talk shows and testified before Congress about censorship and a lot of things to like about old Frank.
Should be pro-Zappa.
And how
A lot of things to like about Zappa... The music is low on the list.
Okay, here's a question. The thing he invented, that pedal, the wah-wah pedal, like how used is that? Is that something that every rock star uses now?
I don't know.
He invented wah-wah pedal?
Another question.
Yeah. Women I don't know should be chiming in on things like guitar pedals.
Another quick question.
But he invented it.
Sparks, the band you don't like, they invented the keyboard, like the electric keyboard, like a Zap popular? People like that?
No, I thought that was Frank Zappa's big contribution.
He made the wah-wah pedal?
That's Jimi Hendrix's whole sound.
Oh, well, that wouldn't make sense then.
Yeah,
am I right at all, Matt?
I think Jim Dunlop's wah-wah.
Well, exactly.
Right?
Why don't you get off
Frank
my wife's back? They're very similar people.
Invention guitar. He invented something.
We'll look into that.
I have a question.
Okay,
he names his kids all these weird names. Like
Weasel.
Weasel.
Oh, Moon Unit.
Why didn't he name one of them Bug?
Bug Zappa.
Bug Zappa.
Oh.
Like
oh,
a Bug
yeah.
Zapper.
That's a good question,
I think
question,
it's because he became infertile. let's take a Zoomer, Matt, because God bless, I don't even know if we're on live.
Bovice has been waiting patiently.
Hello, good day, everyone.
Good day.
Okay, stop spinning, please. I'm getting sick. I'm getting nauseous.
If I can first start with some recognition, the episodes have been so good. Spring,
Thank
summer,
you.
I mean, this has just been incredible.
You talking Endless Honeymoon podcast?
No.
Oh, weird.
Office hours, baby. I mean, it's just been, I mean, Tim, you've been sick a couple of them without the full Trinity. I mean, really,
I've
really
never been sick. I've never been sick a day
no,
in my life.
No, he's just on Ozempic.
He looks sick.
Dynamite.
This, okay. We're going to get into the Ozempic,
okay,
too. That's
sorry.
Another controversy. Dynamite. I've been accused, and I don't, I mean, people say, hey, it's not a bad thing if you are, if it's working for you, whatever, but I am stating for the record that and you know this audience, but the comments are always going, maybe lay off the Ozempic. I'm not...
Just shut the fuck up.
Problem with me is I can't tell the truth. I mean, I when I tell the truth, it sounds like I'm lying.
Of you why know, you lost
You're like the
weight?
Boy who cried
no.
wolf.
No,
no, Tim just looks like he's at his ideal weight with no extra body fat. Like,
well, I got extra body. I'll tell you later.
Skinnier
like
than
this.
When I first met Something. Him. And there's a trend in Hollywood where now everyone's at their ideal weight, even though they're, you know.
But this Ozempic, people are saying, first of all, it's very expensive. I'm not, I think someone says $1,000 a month to be on Ozempic.
Really?
Yeah,
right.
So I'm not spending that, believe me, with all my bills.
Tim's on special Ozempics. And then you laugh.
All I've been doing, and look, we should do one of those time lapse things from the past year, because basically I've been on this show every day, every week, for 6 years.
Are you going to say intermittent fasting?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is.
Wouldn't
and then I walk and I work out. I try to be active. I try to do exercise, and I do a lot of walking and jogging.
Why not do Ozempic? You wouldn't have to do all that other crap.
Well, because I can't afford it, and I'm sure that it's bad for you. I'm sure there's a downside somewhere.
Right, it's like
there's
a
nothing,
craze.
There's no miracle cure for this.
And it's keeping people who need it, who have diabetes, like, it's keeping it from them.
No, there is no way, you sound like a COVID truther, there is no way that taking an untested diabetes medication for cosmetic weight loss could have any ill effects on your body. That's not possible.
Yeah. Well, all I can tell you is what I know. And what is it, a shot you get or a pill? It's a yeah.
It does seem funny to be like shooting yourself up.
Do you have to like tie your arm off like a junkie?
Like Frank Zappa.
Remember that stuff they were putting in potato chips that made you give you leaky diarrhea?
Yes. Yes. What was it called?
Olean?
Yes. It had such a nice name.
There's none of that going on with me. And believe me, I felt
leaky
like it was all
stool.
I mean, I do have a mental illness when it comes to weight and like I feel like, oh my God, it's gonna come all back. I'm gonna turn into the fucking Brendan Fraser from The Whale every morning.
Well, Tim, you look great, and I'm sorry for accusing
you. And all the other thing I wanna clear up is people accuse me wearing makeup on this show. And it has to do with this lighting, this West IKEA lighting he's got going on here, and the camera settings, Wes.
That's a funny brag, like complaint brag. Like the fucking comments, they say I'm slender, yeah. My ideal weight, I'm glowing like I'm wearing.
Wait, I want one of those balls. People, I don't have any.
I know, I had that in my college dorm room. People say that I'm dying, that I have AIDS, that I have cancer. It's like, I'm telling you. In fact, I'll go to this right now. Sorry, did you have a question, my buddy?
I did. Yeah, I was curious. What would the show do with a $1 million budget, a $10 million budget, and a $500 million budget?
And Tim would definitely get on Ozempic.
Ozempic would be the first call.
I'd have Vic on Ozempic.
Yeah, it can't go to Raven, and I'm curious.
I'm glad to take it. I would.
At what point do Zoomers start getting paid?
Never.
Okay.
So how would the show change if we had bigger budgets? I'd get out of my garage. I'd get a studio.
Convenient. You'd want to drive?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. Wouldn't mind getting out of the house. Okay. So a studio in Glendale, there's got to be some sound stage I could take over.
You could get a different cityscape, like a more glamorous city than Glendale.
This is Glendale.
Yeah, no, I know. You could do like Paris or something like that.
We could set the show up so we're live in front of that actual image. We don't have to.
But you buy the city of Glendale.
Yeah.
Hair and makeup and a driver for the guests.
And for me.
And for you.
So that's all. We just scale up a little bit. I think that's all.
I think we could pay Zoomers, like, it's a challenge. If you're a good Zoomer, you get paid after their call. Like, if you have something great.
Start
to
paying Phil Braun.
Poor Phil.
He should get something, Matt. Send him a ham or something.
Gross.
Wait, but I wanted to say, speaking of comments, last week it brought out some people because of the They Might Be Giants, I believe. If you're a fan of They Might Be Giants, you might not be a fan of ours, but you tune in. Someone said, good grief, the sound effects has almost ruined this.
Wow.
Oh, sorry. That's not fair. Good grief, the sound effects almost ruined this. Trying desperately to ignore them so I can survive until the interview. They come in they come in a little later and say, wow, it's really not getting any better. Why do you need two guys just being annoying and making the podcast unlistenable? Two professional show ruiners in the background. Nice work. Okay, I'm done being grumpy. I am still enjoying this, haha.
I gotta say, Magic Turtle 643, he's probably over 60. He's using the word grumpy. Yeah. I don't know, I feel like it's...
Well, then this guy chimes in and says, 10
in
minutes...
good grief.
10 minutes in, and the host has done all the talking. Well, he's got TMBG there. Embarrassing.
I'm hoping that JR Pickpick comes through with 10 minutes in, the host has done all the talking while he's got... T-E-H-P there.
Yes.
The Endless Honeymoon podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe that's just his thing.
Well, it's like, I don't know. What do you want me to do? It's a two-hour show. I thought I was pretty good on that episode. I did a little show bit, like talk of my tour and all that stuff and said hello to the guys, and we got into it with the band.
They talked a lot.
They talked a lot. And frankly, I kind of got like, I kind of ran out of gas by the end of it. All right, let's do the city of the day.
I'll say.
I never know when I'm going to cut to the city of the day. City of the day is sponsored by, this is a premium sponsorship, there's no discount for getting Vic to read it, Scroll Watchers Top Scroll. Are you sick of scrolling endlessly on your phone and seeing the same old accounts and the same boring pages you always visit? Well, now you can watch someone else's feed with Scroll Watchers Top Scroll. It's the scrolling upgrade for all bored scrollers. Scroll Watchers is simple. With our basic plan, you can choose from thousands of elite scrollers who work and live in our beautiful warehouse facility in a tropical location.
What?
Now you can see what other interesting people are looking at on their phones without lifting a finger or having to think. And it goes on. And if you went to Elevate, holy
like how
moly.
Bill Maher does his commercials.
Yeah. Oh my God. Can we get that punk rock spot thing going? Because that we got to talk about that. I don't know how much more of this I'm going to read. And if you want to elevate your scrolling experience, upgrade to Top Scroll Plus XL to unlock millions of verified scrollers from around the world. This seems like spyware. If that's not enough and you crave the ultimate scrolling experience, upgrade to Scroll Watchers Golden Bliss and tap into anyone's phone with a 30-foot radius. So turn your scrolling experience into an adventure with Scroll Watchers Top Scroll. Download a free 30-second trial today. Available on App Store, Google Mart, and Android Outlet. And now my favorite part of the show. Oh, I see. Doug's jingle.
Scroll Watchers. Scroll Watchers.
I want to play this at Burning Man.
Wait, Doug,
you just got it. It's good.
Of course the music's going to be good. Is the copy good?
Well, hold on.
About the concept is a great concept.
Is it your idea, Doug?
Yeah.
This feels like a real... It took me, I would say, two paragraphs to figure out that you weren't reading an ad.
I was looking at you to see...
real.
I was looking at you to see if you were going to react to it.
Wouldn't you
Natasha was laughing.
I didn't quite get what was happening.
I feel like you could literally sell this. Like, you can... LeBron, it's like Cameo.
Right.
But it's LeBron James's feed. You watch what LeBron
watches.
Well,
I always thought it would be...
Exactly.
I always thought
it's a good idea. Yeah. I mean, a bad idea, but a good idea.
Yeah. I always thought a cool app, social-style app, would be that... You could watch text threads between famous people.
Mm.
You could kind of almost like Twitter, but it's this like private little thing. So you sign up and you say I want to watch, and you would say when you would. I mean, obviously it wouldn't just be open to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it would be like we're going live on text, and then you could just passively watch somebody's text exchange.
Honestly, this is a good idea too.
I'll tell you, some of my text exchanges, as people know, are extremely very entertaining, very very funny. Funnier than most of the shit I see on TV these days.
Your text to your famous friends is funnier than.
And you can all you can do is network. Laugh emoji. All you can do is hit the haha.
That sounds kind of. I would do that. I would sign up for like.
And then we'd have these. Like, don't forget to hit the haha if you like what you see.
All right.
Let's take another. Oh, city of the
Leo.
Day.
Leo. They are the city of the day. Leo.
Leo.
Hi.
Leo.
Oh, Leo.
You can hear me good?
Yeah.
Okay. City of the day is Calumet, Michigan.
Okay.
It is in the Upper Peninsula
nice.
Of Michigan.
Wait, now the Upper Peninsula of Michigan is supposed to be the last place that is going to have water and for global warming because it's above the, what's that, seven, there's some.
8 mile.
Latitude. No, there's some latitude.
Right above 8 mile, yeah.
Have you heard that? And it's like there's beaches there, there's water. It's like for global warming, the
you'll make it.
It's a prepper's wet dream.
Yeah.
It's the you'll make it zone.
Yeah. Or the omega zone.
To be honest, one of the reasons why we wanted to move up here was because it is like there's still real winter up here. It's cool. Like right now, it's been super hot everywhere. It's like 60 degrees and raining. It's
wow.
Beautiful.
But what do you do that you can just go willy-nilly move wherever you want because of your particular needs?
So you're a black metal legend, right?
Yeah, I'm working on that actually, but no, I'm just a lowly artist. So
well, we are giving tickets away for the Tim tour because you know what happens? You go to all these cities where I don't know a soul, and you have got this guest list. So hello,
right? Now you got buddy. Now I
don't want to hang out.
As a question though, you know, you're on the road. There must be groupies. Have you ever partaken in any way or
no? So you're welcome. If you want to give away for the Royal Oak show, that might be too far for you.
Oh, when is it?
Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
It's like the greatest Todd
so
Berry
far
joke
away
ever.
From any major cities, I don't.
Oh, yeah.
I really don't even take into question like going to see people I like because
well,
it's
listen,
like a six-hour drive
oh,
to
yeah.
anywhere.
So you're out. Anyways,
no. Tim's a comedian and a musician.
No.
He does kind of both. He does stand up and then he does.
Yeah.
Music
what do you
after.
Do, Tim? I've never actually heard of you before.
Well, you just randomly joined this Zoom.
Yeah, Moshe and Natasha love them,
yeah.
but I don't know who you are.
Get the fuck out of here. Now.
You're going to say Todd Berry
joke. You know this where he goes like, people always ask me, what time's the show going to start?
He's like, do you ask the Stones when
do you ask Mick Jagger what time the show's
going to be? No, do you ask Mick Jagger how much the hot dogs are going to be?
Yeah.
Right.
Anyways, all right, so you're not coming to Royal Oak, Michigan, I understand.
August 15th.
Probably not. I'm sorry. No, maybe okay. Next time around, though.
Yeah, right.
Why? What are you doing that Empty day? What promise. Day was it again?
August 15th.
It's July.
Are you wearing a Rolex?
32nd, right? Shit, I'm sorry.
Are you wearing a Rolex?
Yes, but
nice. Look at Watchmen over there. What are you in the Watchmen?
It was a juxtaposition between I'm up in this small town, I am but a mere peasant artist, like, barely able to afford gruel, and then the wrist comes up. It's like a $65,000
Let's see that. Let's see that thing. Let's see that thing.
So it was actually my grandma's, and when she died, I inherited it.
Oh, okay.
So,
oh, good. Right. Well, so sorry to hear about your grandmother.
Thanks. Yeah, well, I'm glad. You know, I must have been tough. Got the Rolex.
Rolexes are cool. Although I heard a very funny conversation between two comedians recently who both bought Rolexes. I think I can say this. It was Dean Del Rey and Anthony Jeselnik, and they were saying that they're scared because they both bought Rolexes, and they, like, rappers apparently, like, will do their show with, like, really expensive watches, and then people will follow them home and rob them.
Oh, shit.
And they both were like, seeing that in the news, I'm a little concerned about wearing my Rolex on stage because I don't want to get followed. To be honest,
$65,000 for a watch?
Well, they can be that expensive, yeah. Oh, but to be honest, God. Like,
there's
if I was.
And shit in there.
If
they get a lot more expensive than that. I did a slideshow about it.
If I was a robber, like, and I wanted to rob people, I would so much rather rob a stand up comedian than a rapper.
Oh, you're guaranteed to get whatever you want.
Yeah, just absolutely, here you go. So it's kind of, where do you live again? Calumet?
Yeah, Calumet.
She's a youper.
Yeah, so we could kind of find you in the streets of Calumet and jack that real life.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
All right.
Do it.
Well, all the best to you. You were a fun guest. We loved having you.
Oh, thanks. I'm so stoked to be on the Endless Honeymoon.
Yeah. We love you.
I know what you're doing. You're calling, you're texting people. Call in, for Christ's sake. What's that?
I said, good luck with your career. I'm rooting for you.
Oh, boy. Yikes.
Hey, Moshe and I will be in Michigan in 2024, so we'll Upper Peninsula? Now.
I mean, maybe.
Wait, yeah, where are you going to be?
You'll drive 6 hours for them.
We're not sure.
We'll put you on the list, though, when we finally book the show.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I forgot we have another piece
Just
of controversy.
Call me. Let me know. Come steal my Rolex and give me tickets to the show.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah. Bye.
Okay, love you guys. Bye.
You really disregard them once you hear that they're here for us.
What do you mean? You know these people that are on the phone? All right, it's like you're talking to your mom. All right, talk to you later. See you later. Okay.
You
bye now. Goodbye.
Okay, well,
it is
and then they're always
up there
like, well, he was kind of rude. I'm like, what do you? All right. My dad would just go, all the best. Okay.
You do the same thing, though, on our show. You know we do like an advice show and people call it and sometimes they're real advice but they go Natasha gets very anxious.
I say
about,
okay, you're welcome.
Okay, I think we've helped you. Goodbye.
Yeah. And well, they'll you be like, move the, I get this all the time. People get say you're so rude. I said I'm just trying to move the show along.
I'm thinking of myself as a listener. Like,
thank you. You and I, we are very simpatico on a lot of things. I think.
Yeah,
that's why we've been friends for a long time. We're not good friends.
No, because you don't return my texts.
Once, because I was snorkeling.
Yeah, in Bali.
I was snorkeling in Florida. In Key West. No, Key Biscayne or some shit. Wait, I forgot. This is a big one, a big controversy. Last Monday. Meh. You say, if it's Thursday, do you say last Monday about this? The one that you're in? The week that you're in?
You're talking
this
the
past,
upcoming Monday?
The Monday that just happened.
Last Monday.
This most recent Monday.
Yeah.
Monday this week.
Would you say last Monday?
Last Monday? Ooh, that's a hard one.
Yeah, good question.
Last Monday.
That's a good question for Brent Weinbach. You guys could debate it.
Oh, my God, no.
for weeks.
That would be a big debate.
There's a possible case of plagiarism happening between me and The Onion.
Oh,
really?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Wait.
Because of something like this?
They stole an idea from you, you say?
Listen, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. I believe this is... Matt, what you should do is play my clip from last week.
Yes.
And then we'll show the Onion headline from this morning.
Okay.
And I want to give everybody the benefit of the doubt and use the term here, parallel thinking. It happens.
But with the internet, it's like people, parallel thinking is one thing, but what's it called when you see something and you forgot that you saw it and you think
I don't know that. There's a word for that.
Came up with it.
That's hard. That's a harder one.
So,
all right, let's see.
I feel like the SAG strike is a problem for Tom Cruise. If he doesn't, if he's not making movies, I think we got a serial killer on our hands. He needs to get back to work, otherwise people are going to die.
Well, also, is Tom Cruise not allowed?
So then The Onion says, whoa.
Union lets Tom Cruise act during strike from fear of what he'll do when he can't make movies. Ooh.
Look at the time on that, though, Tim.
Did they say anything about serial killing on in the paragraphs?
What's the time, Vin?
Monday at 12:30.
Oh.
That would be after the show.
Oh.
Well, wait, okay. Idea, so then though, I didn't realize the time. Sorry.
So you're saying they're good?
I think they're good because they're
what
not going to...
What if they're watching
unless
the
they're
live?
Unless they're doing it right in real time. Yeah,
it's live. They might do live reporting, too.
Sir, we have this new technology that listens to office hours and transcribes and with AI all the funny ideas and then writes articles.
No, they're listening to every single podcast simultaneously, and then the AI is dumping out like a little ball with the headline on
it. It's like Minority Report or like the entity in the new Mission Impossible movie. Speaking of which... Okay, so let's give... I didn't realize the date, Vic. I wish you would have brought that up sooner.
Well, I didn't see it.
I just got alerted
this
morning.
It's still possible. I mean, they might have been like, that's a great idea. Let's get this out. You know, it's 12:30.
Right, yeah, it could be. We could, well, one of two possibilities exist. One, three, I'll say. Parallel, well, no, I'm going to take that back. It's two, because one applies to both. One is full-on plagiarism, which will result in a damaging lawsuit.
Yeah.
Two is... We are providing Onion-level humor every week.
Ooh.
That's got to be it.
Is that a good thing for you, too? I can't talk.
Onion's a classic.
All right, I love the Onion.
The first caller
said
you guys have been killing it lately. That's what he meant. Onion level.
Yeah.
He said that Onion level.
Onion Network News was great.
What's that?
Network News was an amazing show.
But we are truly worried about Tom Cruise. And Vic, asked Vic to do a little research on this, and I think we can play it now. This is, I think something's off with. I mean, something's always been off with Tom. I don't know if you're how close you are with him.
Well, I was just talking the other day about his. He did an interview on Nerdist, and
really with Chris Hardwick.
Chris Hardwick.
He did
years ago, and he's such a constructed Hollywood figure that he would just be like, "I love cinema. I love the movies." Yeah. And then Chris would go like, "Oh yeah, what are some of your favorites?" He go, "Ah." You know, all of them.
Too
just
many.
Cinema, you know, just all the movies. Like he wouldn't.
Too many to mention.
He's so scared of offending any sector of
no,
sales.
No, he's got the promo shit down.
Yeah.
Well, except for those big goofs he did. Well, let's watch this and talk after.
I've been fortunate. You know, I spent most of my life either making movies or being able to promote them on my birthday. And it's something.
Movies, popcorn.
It's very similar to what you just said, Moshe.
You are here.
I'm here.
You're here. You made
it. I'm here, and I'm terrified.
You're stepping over a line now.
Okay.
You're stepping over a line. You know you are. I'm just telling you right now, put your manners back in.
Oh, yeah. I've said that to so many people.
As you can see, we are building the latest installment of Mission Impossible. And right now, we're over...
This is like mental illness, right?
Yeah.
We're making this film for the big screen for audiences to see in your wonderful theaters.
And we can talk after the clip, okay?
Let's give Vic his beer spin. And action! We'll see you at the movie.
I haven't quite decided. It'll probably be like Oppenheimer first and then Barbie, I think. I think it's like you want like... Oppenheimer's going to be on a Friday. Do you know what I mean? And then you can go... I'll probably see it in the afternoon. You want that packed audience. And then I want to see Barbie right afterwards with a packed audience. So Friday is like... You know, I used to plan my days where you start out early in the morning and you go to movies all day. And I like doing that. You know, and I'd go from one cinema to the next. And I'm going to do that. So I'm going to see them both opening day.
That's good advice.
Here's the point. Everybody's different, Peter. I don't buy into... this whole thing of being normal. There's no such thing as normal. There's no such thing as normal. Everyone has a story.
Yeah.
Everyone has something that is going on that is very unique to them.
Hey, no, no, no. Don't run away. Don't run away. No, no, let me have it. I don't want to lose you. You're a jerk. You're a jerk.
Did anyone on this movie tell you don't have to do it, Tom? You don't have to actually jump off.
Well, you know what? You never have to, but I want to. I want to thrill that audience. I want to do everything I can. Great outfit. It's very cool. You too, man.
Thank you
very much. That's what I love about premieres. You know what I mean? Because
everybody looks sharp.
Everyone looks sharp.
Oh, no.
You at one point did your own hair and makeup. When you went to put on your makeup that first day, what was going through your
brain?
That's
very good, because my hair and makeup were there, and I took the scissors out because I was going to cut my hair. She said, stop, stop, stop. I said, look, there's this little part right here. I started cutting my hair. She goes, please. She was having a heart attack. So I teased them while I was doing it, trying to get everyone to laugh and have a bit of a laugh and have a bit of a...
Tom? Thank you.
Peter, thanks, man.
What I'd call an interesting interview.
Thanks, man. It was terrific. Thank you.
That's Scientology stare.
Yeah, he's like, it wasn't interesting.
He's reset. His rage is
such an intimidating stare he has.
Well, stop that line. I whacked you. We got on with it.
Good on you.
Thanks, buddy.
You have a very safe and happy holiday. We'll see you at the movies.
Oh my god.
He's like turning into Patrick Bateman from American Psycho.
Everything he does is like a human being impression. It's like he's an alien and he's studied a lot of tape.
I mean, I appreciate the work ethic.
I love these Mission Impossible movies. I saw them in Florida.
You really watch them?
Oh, they're great.
They're
fantastic fun. They're so fun.
Not Natasha's exact
I understand.
Target.
There's no, like, I mean, there's some fighting in it. I don't know. What is it? You don't like big explosions?
I don't like action movies. I don't like explosions. I don't like costumes, like, that are, like, superhero costumes.
Oh, no, this is none of that.
I don't like your hands are swords. I don't like...
racist.
Isn't Tom Cruise starting to look like Neil Breen?
He really doesn't look that great.
Well, oh, come
75.
On. He's 75.
I mean, he's so old.
Let's take a zoom or see what they say.
Do you know Neil Breen?
No.
Check him out.
Yeah,
real
Neil,
quick.
Yeah. Neil Breen? Neil Breen? I never spent a minute with that guy.
There he is. Tom Cruise. I guess so.
Like...
It's more the leather jacket.
All right. Well, anyway.
Same jowls, I think.
Who do we have, Matt? Anybody fun?
Oh, yes. Let's talk to.
Are we doing the right thing?
Good old Keaton.
What? Yeah, I mean, you're free to go.
Oh, wait, we're Keaton.
You're cleared. No, I'm just kidding. You're
are we killing? Are we killing right now? Or are
we bombing? I think
we
could ease off the gas a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, we're bombing?
No. I think it's great.
Is this horrifying?
Listen, let's not look into the fourth wall here. Let's just roll with what's going on. There'll be plenty of comments later. We can analyze those.
Keaton, you're on the air.
I got a joke for you guys, a pun.
Speaking of serial killers,
where is your
dad? Did you just come from the Halloween store and got the serial killer look? It's just the glasses,
you know,
and the mustache.
And the angle.
Solo head.
And the angle.
Yeah.
You have a shirt on, right?
My, for now. But, how did the Mexican tofu introduce himself? How did the Mexican tofu introduce himself?
Oh, we got a racist pun on our hands. Here we
something
go.
About yo soy, yeah. Yo soy.
Good job.
Soy, soy. Soy, soy.
Thank you very much. Drive safely.
All right, well, see you later.
Good stuff.
I honestly don't get it. Oh, I am soy.
You got it,
soy,
honey.
Soy.
You did it.
Okay. Soy, soy. Yeah. That really took me out of the whole show.
Oh, that was a hard
you
stop.
You kind of being self-conscious about
that was a
you're
joke.
Good.
I was doing the meta
and
joke.
Into that.
That
joke.
Wasn't real self-consciousness. That was a joke. I know. I'm crushing.
I believe you.
I think we have a bone picker. You want to talk to a bone picker?
Always.
Oh, where'd he go, Luke? Where'd you go?
Our sound guy?
No, that's Luke Booth. Where'd you? He disappeared.
Get the Flodito from Taco Bell.
Sorry, guys.
Vic, what do you got?
Just that drop.
Did Frank Zappa invent a guitar pedal? I swear that I'm not.
At the premiere, no less.
He probably slapped his name on it, you know? Like, somebody can, hey, Frank, how about this digital delay? You like it? Yeah, put my fucking name on it. Give me 20%. No, I don't know.
Oh, here's where we could check we'll in on the up. Hotline. We got a hotliner. Check in on the hotline.
Do you have two modes of communication on your show?
To be honest, we do have more than one mode. We have a secrets hotline where people call and leave their deep, dark secrets.
Oh, fun.
And then we've got live callers that call in and ask for advice.
Okay. Asked and answered.
That's two.
John in Sayreville, are you on the phone there?
Yes, hello.
You're on the air.
Hello, thank you. Hello there.
Hello.
I'm hello there. How are you all doing? Thank you for having me. I was just calling because you're playing the Starland Ballroom in Sayreville, which is where I live, and it's blowing my mind. And you, in the past, have brought up a venue called the Stress Factory.
Yes. You ever play the Stress Factory?
Yeah, payphone on stage.
We'll see you tonight, the Stress Factory.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I saw, I can't think of it, from Howard back in the day. Reverend Bob Levy, I saw way back in the day there once.
Hold on, I'm making notes.
But it's in New Brunswick, it's right nearby, and I was going to say, I know on Discord there's something going on with offering food suggestions. Just leave Sayreville and go to New Brunswick. It's right next door, and there's
all
a
right.
bunch of great shit there.
Thank you so much. Do you have tickets to the show?
That's all. As of this Friday, yes. And I'm getting a crew together.
Great.
Tomorrow. You're getting?
I'm not offering him tickets.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Can I purchase a bowling ball at New Brunswick?
You want to get a New Brunswick?
I want to get a New Brunswick.
Your kids must have a hard time telling if you're kidding.
I don't really speak to them that much.
That did feel like an excuse to get free tickets. He's like, I see here that you're playing the venue down the way from me, and tomorrow's the day that I'm going to buy.
No, but I see he's about to buy tickets, so I'm staying away from that.
Yeah. What you want is the barely interested lady in Sagajawiwa, Michigan.
The barely interested.
Our bone picker's back. We got
good.
Bone picker. Luke.
Pick my bone, baby.
All right, Tim. I got to be honest. I've been a fan for a long time, but I'm getting sick of this shit. Okay, do you mind if I use this language?
Yeah, just one sec. I gotta talk to the group here for a sec. Talk about a bit. Huh? Here we go. Oh, I cracked him. Go ahead.
All right. Well, anyway,
he's lost.
I'm a Patreon. All right, I've been here a long time. Going back in your archives, I'm seeing a long history of hatred, specifically Green Day hatred. Mm.
Ooh, this is a good segue if you come to Jeff Ross. Go ahead.
Jeff Ross. What is it about Green Day that makes you so angry?
I know what it is.
I think they sparked a lot of bad music. Because I think when Green Day started, would you deny that they were like
one of the first...
Oh, you do like Green Day.
I liked... When I was in high school, I listened to their first couple albums. I was a fan of. In fact, Dookie, I think, is a great... I mean, it reminds me almost of a Hard Day's Night or like an early Beatles era where it's just like pop, like great pop songs.
But then they sparked like all these terrible like rap rock, like heart, like not really punk.
I don't know if that's
like,
true.
You could say about the Beatles though.
Fine.
I don't think the Beatles are that good, to be honest. And Bobby Dylan, this last tour, not for me.
I don't really remember saying much shit. I say a lot of shit on this show.
There's not a lot of Green Day hate, Collar, with all the
respect.
I think the name Mike Dirnt, who's their bass player, I think that's a funny name. And I think the way they look is a little ridiculous. It's a little silly. It's like
this, they haven't changed their
it's
look.
It's like Hot
kinda?
Topic. You know, they went to Hot Topic. But this brings, because you brought up Bill Maher, and... We played early parts of this interview with Jeff Ross a long time ago. It's where we get our famous, that's not pot, it's a clove cigarette line. But I just caught this the other day as I was doing digging deeper. Listen to this conversation he has with Jeff about punk rock. Have you seen this?
Mm-mm.
It's not pot.
You're not going to believe this. You're not going to believe
Danny Boyle Sex Pistols thing on Hulu.
What?
So good.
Sex Pistols. That's punk rock.
Steve Jones from the Sex Pistols wrote a book, and Danny Boyle, who did Trainspotting and Slumdog Millionaire, he made a mini series out of it about the early days of punk rock in London.
Punk rock
is so cool.
punk rock business.
You should love it. You're a punk rocker.
I am not.
Yeah, you're
not the music.
I know, but your attitude has always been a punk rock attitude.
Is that right?
I believe that.
Well,
one of the things I like about you.
Well, then send me the lyric sheets because the music sucks. I never
Anarchy in the UK.
Okay, great. And by the way, anarchy is stupid. So, you know, the idea of being pro-anarchy, immediately not respecting your work.
If you're a 19-year-old
yes.
Brit.
Okay. Well, that's why we shouldn't let 19-year-olds control the ideas
of society. All right, you're right. The Sex Pistols suck. No one likes the Sex Pistols. You're right.
Maybe they have other attributes.
They're the great. They just started something that spawned modern.
They started something that sucked more. They started something.
You don't like the Clash and the Ramones?
No.
No.
No. Punk rock, we're talking about three chords. I think I know what punk rock is. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe they did. I will say this. I think there's a band that started punk rock. Maybe there's more than one. Yeah, I'm sure there is. There's a band I believe started punky and then became an awesome band who I love, and that is Green Day.
What a turd!
The Clash sucks, but Green Day started punk rock.
Wow. What the hell?
Green Day.
Well,
like,
I think he said they started out punky.
He didn't I know what he meant. Yeah, yeah.
But now Green Day's like making musicals on Broadway or something. Mm-hmm.
Is that unbelievable? Can you imagine sitting in that room and having to tolerate
Look at Jeff's face right now. He's like, okay, I'm just going to wait for this to end.
Punk rock sucks.
But the level of cool he thinks he's operating at while sounding that out of touch is actually very impressive.
It's like, crazy.
You're talking the Sex Pistols? I have a Sex Pistols
story.
Moshe,
we've been on his private plane, so.
Yeah.
That's right. You've got to be a little you've got to be new, Switzerland.
I mean, the truth is his private plane is pretty punk, to be honest. Like, it's sort of against the grain and against the jet stream.
Listen, I've loved punk rock my whole life, so I don't really have any comments on that.
I want to hear.
I was at
story.
An AA meeting once, and there was a Sex Pistol speaking.
Well, one of them's dead, so we know it's not him.
And he started to talk about texting in AA meetings and how disrespectful it was, and like veins were bulging, and he was screaming. He's like, you don't fucking text at the AA meeting. You don't do that.
Don't fucking text at the fucking AA meeting.
You fucking don't, all right? Yeah, you had some respect. And it was the least punk rock thing I have ever seen in my life. It was like the most amazing, like, who are you sellout moment ever.
I have audio of that.
You were there.
I have a story.
Iggy Pop a punk. That would be my culture.
I went to see, I was in London and I wanted to see Johnny Rotten had his like book premiere and I got to the book.
You see Johnny Rotten on Fresh Air, that'd be another kind of thing.
He's very funny if you read his book. But anyway, I wanted to meet him. I got to the book store and it was like Johnny Rotten canceled. And I asked the woman what happened and she said he came right up to the front of the bookstore and then started vomiting. But I was like, oh, he's still living.
There was that clip of him on this panel. There was some punk rock documentary that came out. It's like a, you know, one of these screenings where they have a panel of people and he's one of them. He would not shut the fuck up. And it was like, they almost had to ask him to leave. Do you remember that, Matt? Maybe you didn't see it.
Is he John Lydon? Is that the same
guy? Yeah, there's a video where like Henry Rollins, they're all on stage.
That's
and he
it,
just
yeah.
I have that's what I have the clips.
Yeah, it's like a filibuster from the guy,
bullshit.
And you're like, dude. All right, we're taking a break. Quick break. And we'll be back for the second half of the show. Join us at patreon.com/officehourslive. Endless Honeymoon, currently not on hiatus, even though the strike is happening. You guys are continuing through.
Well, we're just doing it as an opportunity to take general meetings. So what we're having on is like studio execs and stuff like that. Because they're not on strike. Bob Iger's.
I want to talk about what's going on like inside. Like, you drive past like Warner Brothers or what's going on in those buildings right now?
I think about that all the time. Yeah. I also think about people that pull into the parking lot honking in support of the strikers and then pull into their office.
Like, yeah,
weird. What thing are you fighting?
We'll be back shortly and... And your new book? Do you want to say the new book? Just so
The World Deserves My Children. It was such a hit. It's out on paperback, everyone.
That's also, usually a sign. Usually if they...
It's
if
it's true.
I didn't know that. I'm sorry. If it's a flop in hardback, they don't bother with a soft copy.
That's true. Okay.
But really, you should get me reading it.
What does the red thing say on the front?
It says, The World Deserves My Children.
No, the
this
red...
little guy.
The,
it says, deeply...
Oh, it says, deeply, darkly, funny, Ali Wong.
There you go. She's not a book critic, is she? She's just
a
fellow.
It's called a blurb. Have you written a book?
Yeah, I did.
Wait, that's interesting because Chelsea Handler's quote was here on my hardcover, so it's
things
different.
Change when things go soft.
Ali Wong's hot right now.
All right,
big
well.
Hit show that Captain Carlin didn't like. All right, we'll be back in five.
Hi, this is Bill Maher, speaking to you from the undisclosed location I like to call Club Random. I'm here to tell you about a few things. First off, Office Hours has now moved to its own dedicated YouTube channel. Go subscribe now at youtube.com/Office Hours Live. Secondly, did you know you can get another full hour of this show and so much more with Office Hours Plus? Head on over to patreon.com/Office Hours Live to check that shit out. And remember, it's not pot, it's a clove cigarette. Let's keep learning, because this game is live.